Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of humor. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like one minute you're cruising down the freeway of happiness, and the next, bam. You've hit a wall of stress, frustration, or just plain old, what the heck? Dot quote. Well, trust me, you are not alone. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about learning to stay present and centered even when things get wild. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster, but Stoicism gives you the tools to keep your cool and enjoy the ride, bumps and all. Today we're diving into the art of staying present in challenging situations. Because let's face it, life throws us curveballs, right? We get caught up in anxieties about the future or regrets about the past, and before we know it, we miss out on the beauty of this very moment. But what if I told you that there's a way to navigate these turbulent waters with grace and clarity? Here are five key takeaways to help you master the art of staying present. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is the golden rule of Stoicism, folks. You can't control everything that happens to you, traffic jams, rain ruining your picnic, or that awkward moment when you trip and spill coffee all over yourself. Seriously, it happens to the best of us. But what you can control is your reaction to those events. So instead of getting caught in a spiral of frustration, ask yourself, what can I do right now to make this situation better? Maybe it's taking a deep breath, adjusting your perspective, or finding humor in the absurdity of it all. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Close your eyes, focus on your breath, and notice the sensations around you. The feel of your clothes on your skin. The sound of birds chirping. The smell of freshly brewed coffee. Okay. I might be biased towards that last one. This simple act of mindfulness can help ground you in the present moment and quiet the incessant chatter of your mind. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those pesky negative thoughts that pop up like uninvited guests at a party. But here's the thing. Just because a thought enters your mind doesn't mean it has to control you. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, we realize that our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or fears rather than facts. By challenging these thoughts, we can break free from their grip and create space for more positive and realistic thinking. 4. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, folks, because this is huge. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and frustration. It's important to remember that you are human. You're going to make mistakes. Things won't always go according to plan, and that's okay. Embrace the imperfections, learn from them, and keep moving forward. 5. Find joy in the simple things. Life doesn't have to be a constant quest for grand achievements or epic adventures. Sometimes, the greatest joys are found in the simplest of things. A warm cup of tea on a rainy day. A heartfelt conversation with a friend. The feeling of sunshine on your skin. Take time to appreciate these little moments, because they add up to create a rich and fulfilling life. Think about that time you were stressing over a deadline. You're pacing, checking emails every 5 seconds, maybe even resorting to caffeine overload. I see you. Now imagine taking a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that you've got this, and focusing on the task at hand. You still have work to do, but by staying present and managing your stress, you're way more likely to actually get it done effectively and with a clear head. It's like shifting from autopilot to overdrive. You're still driving, but you're enjoying the ride more. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to help you stay present even when life throws its curveballs. Remember, this isn't about becoming Zen masters overnight. It's about taking small steps each day to cultivate a more mindful and resilient approach to life. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic love and help each other navigate this wild ride called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more presence. Join me tomorrow for another dose of daily detachment. Until then, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.